If a million people in America died from the COVID jab, would you notice it? And the honest answer is no, you wouldn't notice it, because a million people represents only what, less than 0.3% of the population. You wouldn't notice any difference at all. There wouldn't be any more parking available. The highways wouldn't be any less jammed. Nothing. You wouldn't notice it day to day. And by the way, probably more than a million people have already died from the COVID jabs. And of course, it's being covered up by the establishment. But guess where it is unmistakable? It's in the death data and the medical data. And guess who has their hands on that data? It's the insurance industry. And people like Ed Dowd have done a deep dive into the insurance industry, admissions, and their numbers. And he's found that there are this extraordinary spike in both injuries and deaths following the administration of the COVID jab. But even if you aren't a statistician, and if you're not doing a deep dive yourself, there's a different way that you can know that people are dying in huge numbers. It's very simple. Insurance rates are skyrocketing. So if you're buying a life insurance policy or renewing a policy, or if you're buying a health insurance policy, you will, of course, no doubt notice that the cost of those policies is just skyrocketing. Not just double, but in some cases, triple or quadruple what they used to be pre-COVID. Not unusual, in fact, for people to be charged now 400% of what they were paying in 2019. You're also seeing this across auto policies. Why? Because, of course, vaccine-induced sudden death of car drivers. Auto accidents are skyrocketing, claims are up, and auto insurance companies are raising their rates based on those claims. And because of the COVID jabs, you're seeing more workplace injuries, more accidents, especially in industrial types of environments, people falling into the machinery, for example, people dying suddenly, and also people not able to make good decisions anymore. You notice how the vaccines have lobotomized a lot of people. And even in white-collar jobs, many people can't do their jobs any longer. People who had knowledge and skills pre-COVID, they've lost it, and they can no longer do their jobs. So in summary so far, when you look at the rise in insurance premiums across the board, business insurance, life insurance, health insurance, auto insurance, you're seeing these huge spikes that cannot be explained by inflation alone. Now, of course, inflation is another phenomenon that's happening right now due to all the money printing. And that's making things even worse for all of us, causing food prices to increase, for example, and the price of spare parts to increase, things like that. But insurance premiums are skyrocketing above and beyond what so-called inflation could achieve. The underlying explanation to this is that people are dying in huge numbers, and insurance companies are having to pay out on these claims. Now, we ran a story recently on naturalnews.com that talked about one healthcare group that actually took out life insurance policies on the very same patients that they were, quote, treating for COVID. Now, as you know, when hospitals treat COVID patients, they mostly murder them and then get paid with big government handouts, basically bounty rewards for killing people. I'm not going to debate this here because we've covered it extensively with numerous expert interviews and lawyers and so on and whistleblowers. This is just a fact. Hospitals killed patients for profit. But then we find out that at least one healthcare company also collected on the life insurance policies of these people, because what they did is they set up all these shell corporations to buy the life insurance policies on these same patients that they were treating. And then when they killed the patients in the hospital, they got the government money, you know, here's $500,000, good job taking out somebody with COVID, and then they collected on the life insurance payout as well. Well, this fraud, and it is It's been exposed as a massive criminal fraud. Again, we've covered this on Natural News. But this causes life insurance companies to then have to raise their rates substantially because suddenly there's a spike in deaths. Now, in this case, those were murders. Those were homicides, not natural deaths. But until you can prove that they're homicides, the life insurance companies were paying out on these policies and seeing these numbers. I'm sure they were scratching their heads like, whoa, wait a second. Why are we paying out all these million-dollar policies here? Or maybe not that big. Some policies are a lot less. But why are we getting a flood of claims on life insurance policies for all these shell companies? What's going on here? Yeah. Well, it was organized. It was basically murder for hire in the healthcare system, massive racketeering. This is a criminal operation. Now, there's a researcher, I think she's a PhD, Dolores Cahill, who is currently stating that she believes that within 3 to 5 years, as she says, that every person who took these jabs is going to be dead. Now, is that true? It sounds like it sounds like a prediction that would be a very low chance of that full prediction coming true. Like everybody would be dead from the vaccines. But she may be making a very important point, which is that there can be a death wave several years after the initial vaccine injections. And perhaps another death wave is coming. She may be very correct about that. And maybe it doesn't kill everybody, but maybe it kills a quarter of the people who took the vaccines. Well, how many people took vaccines in America? I think it's well over 200 million, just using rough numbers. So that would be 50 million people dead. Now, here's the question to you. Would you notice if 50 million people died all of a sudden in America? Like you're missing, at that point, you know, something less than 20% of the total population, because not everybody got vaccinated. Remember, the total population is like 335 million. So if 50 million people drop dead, I think you would start to notice that. You would notice changes in, you know, traffic patterns, and businesses would close down. There would be substantial changes in the economy if 50 million people drop dead. That would be inescapable. But they need another excuse to cover that if indeed that's what is about to happen. So what do you suppose the excuse for that would be? Well, they're setting it up right now. They're setting up another pandemic, the so-called bird flu pandemic, and they're going to claim that all the people dropping dead over the next few years are people who refuse to take the bird flu vaccine. So while the vaccine itself in this thought experiment would be literally killing tens of millions of people, the establishment would tell people that if they don't get vaccinated, that's why they're dying. And that would scare more people into getting vaccinated, which would result in even more deaths, of course. Remember, the vaccine is a depopulation bioweapon. It was engineered precisely to achieve that end result. And so far, I think that the depopulation pushers are disappointed with the vaccine. It hasn't killed as many as they had hoped. Now, it did usher in a medical dictatorship. It did achieve all kinds of censorship on big tech platforms. And it did manage to take the medical licenses away from all sorts of doctors and nurses who weren't going to play ball with their plandemic scheme. But it hasn't killed even a billion people yet worldwide. It's probably killed tens of millions at this point, is a pretty accurate guess, 20 million plus. But that's nowhere near a billion people, much less the 7.5 billion that the globalists actually want to exterminate. So they have to come up with a more efficient killing method. And that's what they're working on now. And that's why they're prepping all the scare stories about bird flu to try to get people ready. You know, oh, bloodshot eyes. Suddenly, if you have bloodshot eyes, now you're part of a pandemic. What? That makes no sense. Or, oh, there's been 300 mutations. There's trillions of mutations every day all over the world. Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean I mean, that's just a scare story, just to say, oh, there's a bunch of mutations, or, oh, we've detected bird flu in these chickens. Yeah, it's all a fraud. PCR test is a total fraud. The whole theory of virology is a fraud. And so these are nothing but scare stories. But they're scare stories with a purpose. They're designed to get you to line up and be injected with the depopulation bioweapon version 2. You know, the turbo version. Speaking of turbo, we saw turbo cancers so far. That's killing a lot of people. Who knows how many people are dead from that? It could be another couple of million in America. But the turbo death jab is coming that will unleash who knows what. And we can't know the exact nature of their nefarious plans, but what we can know with certainty is that they, the medical establishment, the science establishment, the governments of the world, Western governments in particular, they want you dead. They're simply trying to figure out how to kill you without much resistance. That's all this is. If you think about it, virology in the immune system is actually a really great metaphor for what's going on a planetary scale. Human awakening is the planetary immune system against the deadly pathogen, which is the globalist depopulation agenda. Modern medicine has been turned into a pathogen, and the mainstream media is a mental pathogen, a mental virus. And so-called science is a pathogen working to exterminate humanity. And the independent media is the immune system. And it's red-pilled people who are the natural immunity of humanity, waking up and saying, wait a second, don't inject yourself with this death jab. But those who do are the low-hanging fruit of easy depopulation by the globalists. Because remember, their goal is to exterminate people without awakening people to the idea that they are being exterminated. Because obviously, if you just unleash, let's say, a bunch of militant government assassins to run around and start killing people, definitely that will be noticed. You can't really explain that away very easily. But if you convince people to line up and take a jab, and then you put a death concoction in the jab, and then you tell them that this is for their own good, this is helping them, then they will take it and they will die. It's like putting the cheese in the mouse trap. Here, little mousy mousy. Oh, the cheese is so delicious. It's fresh cheddar cheese. That's what they're doing to humanity. And the gullible, you know, simple-minded people are like, oh, vaccine's good for me. Yes, I'll take, jab me, inject me, do whatever you want. It's good for me, right? That's the simplicity of the just ignorant minds. It's, I don't know, it's quite pathetic. I mean, anybody who's gullible enough to believe that the government is trying to protect them is probably going to pay for that belief with their lives. Now, some of you listening may note that World War III, a nuclear war, would be the perfect cover story to cover up the wave of deaths that is apparently inevitable. Think about it. In the same way that they detonated Building 7 to destroy all the evidence of, you know, the deep state CIA operations, money laundering, drug running, weapons trafficking, all that stuff that was all stored in Building 7, by the way. They can also start World War III to cover up the evidence of all of the jab deaths. Interesting, right? Because, you know, if a million people die from nukes, or multiple millions start dying from nukes, then it's going to basically obliterate the signal, the smaller signal of vaccine deaths, and it's going to be impossible to know. So this kind of explains why the Biden administration and the State Department are trying to provoke nuclear war with Russia, doesn't it? They really want Russia to nuke the West. And this is why they keep doing things that are designed to provoke that, like sending F-16 fighter jets or expanding more missiles and more troops into Ukraine, even though Russia has said that's a red line. If you cross that red line, we're going to start nuking the West. And I think that Joe Biden and the globalists are like, please, please nuke us. Yes. And so far, Putin has been restrained and has not taken the bait. But at some point, you know, what's Russia going to do if NATO starts moving a couple hundred thousand troops into Ukraine? You know, at some point, the nukes are going to fly. And again, that's the perfect cover story. All of a sudden, you'll have millions of deaths from Russia's nukes, and nobody will be talking about COVID or vaccine deaths. They'll just be talking about, you know, World War III and why the elections were canceled, and why anybody who criticizes the government is a Russian agent, you know, all these kinds of narratives. So nuclear war right now actually serves the interests of the same people who carried out COVID and the vaccine Holocaust, because nuclear war covers their tracks, covers their crimes. So don't be surprised when the nukes start flying, because that's exactly what they want. All right, stay informed, stay prepared. Let me give you a couple of tools here. Of course, check out healthrangerstore.com for your nutrition and food supply needs. In addition, some free tools. Brighteon.io is our uncensorable free speech platform that's powered by blockchain with a peer-to-peer structure. There are no centralized servers. So this is like a dream come true to have Brighteon.io. You cannot be censored on that platform. Also, check out Brighteon.ai for downloadable AI language models that we are retraining. We take the base models from Microsoft and Meta and Mozilla and other companies, and we retrain them on reality-based content with survival skills, food production, natural medicine, manufacturing, asset protection, and then we release those models for free. So far, we've released 3 or 4 models. We've got, those are just teasers. We've got way better models coming that you will find to be quite amazing, by the way. And these replace Google. You don't need to use a search engine to get answers. You could just query it locally on your own computer using these language models. And it replaces encyclopedias. It replaces the mainstream media for a lot of things. So check it out at brighteon.ai. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the publisher of naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Take care. We've got several high demand products that are finally back in stock at our online store, healthrangerstore.com. Let me show a few of these. We've got pea protein back in stock. That's the only protein that we have in stock currently. It's very difficult in the supply chain right now, but we've got pea protein back in stock, all laboratory tested, of course, certified organic. We have our golden milk drink mix, which has turmeric and ginger. It's absolutely delicious, has amazing support for your health. Check that out. Golden milk. The blueberry vanilla pancake mix is back in stock with, of course, real blueberries, not artificial. We have the pine needle nasal spray back in stock and Manuka honey. And on top of that, and by the way, that Manuka honey is laboratory certified and it's from Australia. We've also got laundry detergent back in stock. And that's not going to last very long because, of course, we have laundry detergent that has no synthetic fragrances, no harsh chemicals, and yet it still works. It's very clean. It's good for the environment as well as good for your own health. And it's good to have it on your skin in terms of, you know, washing your clothes in it. So it won't last long. I think we only have fewer than 1,000 units in stock. It's I'm telling you, the supply chains are difficult to work with these days. So when we get these products back in stock, we usually don't have the quantity that we want, and they sell out pretty quickly. So check all this out at healthrangerstore.com, plus many other products that will benefit your health and your life. If you go to healthrangerstore.com, you'll see some of what we have, like this collagen peptide chocolate coconut drink mix. It's very delicious. We're getting a lot of rave reviews about that. We have organic bee pollen, as you can see, the mini bucket of organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. It's excellent storable food, and many other items here. Just go to our store, healthrangerstore.com, check them out, and remember that every purchase helps support our efforts to bring you intriguing interviews and information, as well as helping us build the infrastructure of human freedom through the free tools like Brighteon.ai and Brighteon.io, free tools that we're giving back to you in order to exercise your free speech and preserve human knowledge through our AI language model projects that are non-commercial, free of charge, open source. Those are available at brighteon.ai. And all of it is funded by your support of our store, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. Take care.